This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson are holding their first face-to-face meeting Thursday, with the visiting U.S. president expected to deliver a stark warning to not imperil fragile peace in Northern Ireland. The pair's meeting on Biden's first overseas tour as president is being billed by Downing Street as a chance for the old allies to help shape the post-pandemic world in areas from climate change to technology and trade. They are also agreeing on a modern version of the 1941 charter signed by their history-making predecessors Winston Churchill and Franklin D. Roosevelt that determined the New World Order after World War II. Biden touched down in Britain on Wednesday night, announcing the United States is back as he outlined the need for global collaboration to rebuild after COVID-19 and reset diplomatic ties after the Donald Trump era. The White House says he will announce a historic U.S. donation of $500 million COVID-19 vaccine doses for 92 poorer countries to, quote, supercharge the fight back against the global pandemic. After the G7 ends on Sunday, Biden will visit Queen Elizabeth II and fly to Brussels for summits with NATO military alliances on Monday and the European Union on Tuesday. He will finish in Geneva, where he will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. The World Health Organization on Thursday urged Europeans to travel responsibly during the summer holiday season and warned the continent was, quote, by no means out of danger in the battle against COVID-19, despite a steady decline of infection rates in recent weeks. Over the last 2 months, new COVID-19 cases, deaths, and hospitalizations have declined, prompting 36 out of 53 countries to start easing restrictions. This is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's anti-corruption group vowed Thursday to continue, despite a court ruling branding it an extremist organization and requiring it to shut down. Western countries and the European Union were quick to condemn Wednesday's late-night ruling, but senior Russian officials doubled down, describing Navalny as an agent collaborating with Washington. The court decision was the latest in a series of moves against critics of President Vladimir Putin, with some of his loudest opponents fleeing the country and several prominent activist groups and independent media shutting down. The ruling bans Navalny's anti-corruption foundation and a network of regional offices from continuing to operate, and under a recently passed law, prevents those previously associated with the groups from running in parliamentary elections. The Myanmar junta has hit deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi with corruption charges over claims she accepted illegal payments of gold and more than $500,000 in cash, state media reported Thursday. The country has been in turmoil since the generals ousted Suu Kyi on February 1st, with more than 850 civilians killed in a brutal crackdown by security forces on near daily protest against the coup. The 75-year-old Nobel laureate remains in custody while facing a series of wide-ranging criminal charges, including sedition and breaching a colonial-era secrecy law. After weeks of legal wrangling, two of Suu Kyi's trials are due to start in earnest next week, hearing evidence from witnesses. Her lawyer dismisses the corruption charges as, quote, absurd. China passed a law on Thursday to counter foreign sanctions as it strives to defuse U.S. and EU pressure over trade, technology, Hong Kong, and Xinjiang. The new law is China's latest and most wide-ranging legal attempt to retaliate against foreign sanctions, according to local experts. China's top legislature, the National People's Congress Standing Committee, passed the law Thursday, according to state television. The U.S. and its allies have increasingly sanctioned Chinese officials to express concern about how China treats its Muslim Uyghur minority in Xinjiang and pro-democracy activities in Hong Kong, triggering counter-sanctions by China on U.S. and EU politicians and officials. Washington has also targeted Chinese companies such as Huawei and ZTE for violating U.S. sanctions on Iran or North Korea, an act China called long-arm jurisdiction. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, go to voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.